You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined.
From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live Conversations, featuring in-depth interviews with actors, writers, producers, and directors. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live Conversations.
I set it up for you. I'm serving.
But you serving it for yourself.
Yeah. Hey guys, and welcome to Black Hollywood Live's Conversation. I am your host, DJ Jesse Janity. Hey, I'm joined in studio by the man. Miss Tamala, man, and Sir David, man. How are y'all?
We're good. How about yourself?
I like your moves.
You know, I saw you caught me before when I first put it on. I caught that. First of all, congratulations on Best Days being certified.
Yes, certified gold. Thank you very much. Thank the Lord. It's like, I'm like so excited. I'm really kind of overwhelmed. I can't believe it. I mean, me, little country girl.
Why can't you believe it?
I mean, you know, long time coming.
You're a world-class right singer. Okay. You're a world-class singer. I can believe it.
Well, I mean, you're my husband. You're supposed to say stuff like that.
Oh, she's saying I'm supposed to lie to her.
No, not lie. It's like encouragement.
Oh, okay. Encouragement. You're here. You're here to talk about your music, your accomplishments. You've done so much. I want to quickly just talk to you about your music.
Okay.
In 2015, where most music has a certain type of tone today, it kind of has a shoulder bop to today's music. And one thing that I had read about what you want to really deliver with music is you want to be able to deliver music consistently with a message.
Yes.
Why is that so important for you today?
It's important to me because people need hope. And a lot of people, even though you have a bump, but then when you get in that quiet time, it's like you're wondering, like, how I'm going to make ends meet, or your kids, or your job, or house situations. You know, a lot of people just coming out of the rough spot since we just had that with
the economy and all that.
But so my thing is to bring hope and inspiration to people that hope is still there. I mean, life is still there. Beyond what you can see, there is hope. So, and I mean, that's the thing for me is to give joy, give hope. And with my songs, it's like to inspire somebody else, even our young people that's up and coming, mm-hmm. artists that even my age, that it's never too late until we're dead. And if your eyes are open and you're breathing and you're able to move about, it's not too late.
And I love that you stick to the music that you know, that you love, that you want to create, instead of, I don't want to say selling out,
but selling out.
You know,
and then another thing, going back, piggybacking on what she said, you know, hope. A lot of people don't know that Tamala's solo music career didn't start until she was 38. You know, in the industry of now and young and hip and hot, 38 is like, you're a grandmother. You're old.
So you past due.
Yeah.
But it works.
And again, it's never too late because a message is a message. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it was 1900 or 2015. I mean, if you have a message, you have a message.
And it's a strong message that you deliver.
Hence the name Best Days.
Best Days.
Tamala Mann's Best Days.
Take me to the king.
I'm going to get me one of my shirts.
Yes! Yes!
Okay, so you guys have Man and Wife coming out. New TV show.
Yeah.
Bounce TV.
Woo! I'm excited.
I'm excited for it because I saw the preview for it. And I heard that this is actually... First of all, this is co-produced by you guys.
Yes. Co-created, so, co-produced.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
On that.
Yes. Yeah, let me give him a clap. Yeah.
I want to just say this. You guys, the story about you guys is incredible. Like, I was reading about you guys. I was looking at you guys, watching, you know, different clips from theater to movies to just watching you guys grow as a couple. And I appreciate you guys.
Well, thank you.
My parents have been married for 27 years, and I know you guys are going on 27 years.
27 next
That's
month.
That's a magical... Next month?
Next month. April 24th.
Yes, I'm excited about that.
I don't know what year we got married, but I know April 24th. So ask me the year.
What are we going to get for an anniversary?
Anniversary?
Anything special lined up?
I think I'm going to be working. I haven't even asked for anything. I'm just happy to be together and we still in
That's
love.
That's the kind of woman you like.
You know, it's like, because things, he takes care of me all year round. So it's like, I always get what I want. That's, you know, he gets what he wants. So I think that's what makes our marriage work.
Now, she doesn't ask for much, but when she does ask for something, it's like, I think I want a new house.
Yeah.
Like, huh? How about if we get you a puppy or something?
I'm thinking of something, Jesse, but I haven't quite, you know.
Oh, well, I think I'm going to be in trouble because
I know what he's going to do. I'm leaving now. Bye.
No, this is working in your favor. I done told you what you need to get for your anniversary.
But no, she just said
she's a TriCaster.
There we go. See? Yeah, we're going to hook me up something now.
See, and that's beneficial for both of y'all.
Yes. Yeah, thank you, Jesse.
But it's more for him than me.
Well, you'll benefit.
I want something for me. If I'm gonna get something, I don't want it for the house. I just want it for me.
Thanks, all right,
John. Thanks, Jesse.
Well, I guess I know how this show going.
Yeah, it with me angry, storming off.
No, it's going great.
So you guys have been working together for so long. You know, I just want to pick inside your brains. How do you guys make this work? How do you guys make being each other's best friends, lovers, co-producer, workers, working together? How do you do all of this and not get sick of each other?
I like him.
She likes me a lot.
I genuinely like him, and I like being around him. I enjoy his company. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and then I'm in love with him. So it just makes it easy. But it's something that I always prayed for, you know, in a relationship, you know, up and coming, because I didn't have a lot of boyfriends growing up. So this...
I was the one that came in and stole a heart,
oh,
baby.
Oh, God. But, I mean, it's something I prayed for. So it makes it easy for me, because I wanted somebody that we did the same things, had the same kind of likes and dislikes. I mean, we have a lot in common. And it just works for us. What's your answer?
I was telling people, tweeting, telling people, tune in right now. That's what I was tweeting. But like she said, we enjoy each other's company. Whether we're, you know, I always say, whether we're walking the red carpet and at a meal for hundreds of dollars, or at the house just chilling, eating a 99-cent hamburger.
Exactly.
We just enjoy each other's company. And when you genuinely like somebody, it's not hard. It's not hard to just be with that person all the time.
I mean, I feel like I agree with that. And, I, you know, with watching my parents, it's a lot of work that goes into that. And also, there is this key component of, let's say, faith, mm-hmm. that you do need in order to understand why you need to stay together.
Yeah.
What would you say in today's day and age is the biggest issue as to why a lot of couples aren't working out?
I think a lot of us, it becomes a me factor, where you want a lot of things to work in your favor, on your behalf, versus you, or how we've learned is to outdo each other, doing for each other. So by that happening, nothing goes lacking. So a lot of people, it's like, I want what I want, and if I can't get what I want,
then it's over.
Whatever, I'm gone. Yeah. Or I'm out of here. You know, I don't want to.
So how do you guys typically deal with compromising?
You know, a lot of times I've learned to keep the peace, where sometimes I may agree, even though I know I'm not wrong.
Mm.
But then
she
we'll come back.
No, just
we have. I have.
She is the peacekeeper.
So
she's
like,
good at that.
So I mean, it's like, I'll just say, okay, whatever.
I think she plays Jedi mind tricks on me. Like, I'm telling you, I'll get
women
upset with her or something. Yeah,
but
they do. They,
no, I mean, it's
like, she'll do stuff.
But
like,
I really want my relationship and my marriage to work.
She'll do something like, if I'm upset, what she'll do is, she won't get upset. She'll cook me breakfast or something and bring it to me. What are you, why? Why are you doing this?
You're sniffing through the eggs. Like,
yeah, why are you looking at the eggs like,
right.
I'm not eating that. I'm not going to eat that. But then you wind up eating it, and so what do you have to go and say now? Thank you. Sorry about that. Yeah. You know, so that's just the way our relationship works.
And then we learn to calm down. It's like, for instance, you may have to take a minute to step back.
Yeah.
And that's okay to do that. It's okay. In the heat of the moment, a lot of times we say things that are, I used to tell him, that's piercing.
Yeah.
Meaning, you know, you can forgive somebody, but you kind of remember what was said to
mm-hmm.
you. I mean, that, you know, that you ugly if you're cross-eyed, or, you know, you just get on my, you make me sick. You know, make me sick is really a deep, it's, to me, it's deep.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not, you make, I mean, if you say make me sick like hard,
you make me sick.
You really meant that. So it's like, We just have to be careful how we talk to each other in the midst of the discussion. Because I have said, I'm not trying to paint a perfect picture here, but this is over time that I've learned that you just don't say things to just to tear down your spouse.
And one thing that, that you know, for us couples that just simply fall out of love.
Yeah.
You can say, you know, everything that everything else, but when it all boils down, it goes back to they just fell out of love. They're not in love with each other anymore. And so you just got to find that place to start. You know, in the beginning, you know, when you was in the beginning, y'all trying to, you know, do this, and we, you know, hey, girl, I'm going to come and pick you up, and I'm going to open the door for you. Now you're slamming her in the door. You know, it's like pushing out of the car. But you just got to find that place. You know, when you first started, you know, hooking up with each other, you look in each other's eyes, and you get goosebumps. Now you look in each other's eyes, and just tears. Just, I hate being with you.
So, why are we here?
Yeah.
So, I mean, but two, you know, I do things. Like, I may change my hair color. I do things to keep my relationship spicy.
Unfortunately, I can't do that.
No, you can't, but, you know, we'll change it up. You know, this is an adult show. You know, you may have to go to a different place versus just your bed. To just keep it spicy. Keep it hot and fresh.
Well, I know being, I mean, you guys have built an amazing career. And I know that being myself as an entrepreneur, it gets really tough being by myself in this place where you feel like you don't have people on your team. And how is that working with somebody? Because, I mean, you go through that on your own. So you guys go through these struggles of, you know, you starting off in theater and then building into the movies. And then if something comes along the lines of, well, you know what, maybe that one didn't go as we had hoped or planned. How do you guys keep pushing forward?
You know what? One thing, first, we never take no as our final answer. Because we, in this industry, you know, you get a no for, you know, you're not this part, you're not that, you're not that. And I just tell people all the time, all it takes is one yes. Mm-hmm. And for us, all it took was one yes. Because, you know, for whatever reason, this, you know, network may not want you. That network may not want you. But one yes, you know, with one yes, we wind up doing 140 episodes of Meet the Browns off of one yes. And so you just keep pushing. You keep, you just, you know, don't let the grind get you. Don't let, this industry can turn some good people into bad some bad people. So you can't take it personal. Keep moving. Yeah. Keep doing.
Because you have dream crushers, is what we call them. Mm-hmm. It's like you have this hope and this dream, and you're like, oh my God, I can't do it anymore. You can't allow people to take your dream and just crush it, especially if you know you're good at it and you love doing what you're doing.
David, we just got to pull the phone because it's getting some feedback on
the microphone. Oh, okay.
But you good. I know you're tweeting. I was trying to stream it out, telling everybody.
I want to hear what they're saying.
So Man and Wife, so where did this come into play? How did this come about? How did you guys create this? I know it kind of stems off of your life, but mm-hmm. but not fully.
Yeah,
so.
No, not fully. The concept came from my life because we're a blended family, and we call it ourselves a super blended family. We adopted niece Tam, one of her sisters passed, so we adopted her niece. I have two from a previous argument.
And we have two together.
Previous argument.
Yeah, a couple previous arguments that I had, and I... That's what it is.
Should I repeat what he just said?
Yeah.
It is what it is. And then, you know, we have two together. And so we wanted to do a show where we show people how, because, you know, it's not talked about a lot.
That's real life.
Yeah. And if people are getting divorced and getting remarried, there's blended families.
Exactly.
And we wanted to show something where we could show people, like, look, this is the way you can handle some of these situations. Mm-hmm. It's not, like she said, not painting a perfect picture and it's, everything's all right. But when these problems come up, this is how we've learned to deal with them.
That's right.
Like, we had one episode where my son, who, you know, Tamla's her character, Tony is a stepmom.
Right.
And he decided, I'm not listening to you. Yeah. I don't have to do what you say because you're not my mom.
Exactly.
Well, of course, the daddy in me is like, what? She's like, wait a minute. Let me explain to him that I'm not trying to take his mom's place.
Right.
I'm just trying to make this work. Mm-hmm. And I want to be a part of his life, not as his biological mom, because he doesn't have, you know, he has a biological mom.
But just with guidance. Yeah. Help give guidance. And to show you that I love you too, and I can love you like you're my own son. Like, I did birth you, even though I didn't.
And that comes from some of our stories in our real life. You know, I have, you know, two daughters, and she came in, took them in like they were her own.
But they are. I mean, when you say yes, it's not, step, I mean, that word is a hard word. I mean, when you say step mom, step means to be stepped upon. I mean, so well, it's like,
because there's so much negative stuff that comes along with it.
Society's kind of built it.
That's right.
Yeah, redheaded stepchild.
You're supposed to not like the stepmom. Yeah. You're supposed to not like the other mom. It's like, it's to create these wars.
Exactly. Almost.
And the show, our show.
It's division is what it is.
Yeah, and it just shows how we can make this whole thing work, you know, seamless. And you can have a blended family, but it can be, you know, a mess. Right. We're trying to show families how to do it seamlessly. And the show is based around my character, Daniel Mann. I get to play a man in this one, Daniel Mann.
And he's a detective.
And I'm an undercover detective. And I fall in love with this young lady.
And I moved from Texas to Atlanta, to where he is. And I have two daughters.
And I have two sons.
And then also, his mom lives with him, so I have to deal with my mother-in-law.
Yeah, who doesn't
living with me?
She doesn't exactly. She don't
like me as much.
Who is a pretty big name?
Jo Marie Patterson.
Uh-huh. I was like,
Peyton.
Yeah, we haven't seen her in a minute.
She's great.
When I tell you just some of the tips that she give, like even for me, the things that me and her are doing, she'll just say, "How about if you tweak it like this? Why don't you do it like this?" And
she's,
it's just like,
really good.
Wow, that really worked. And just, you know, she just keeps the whole thing flowing. She keeps up a lot of mess in the house.
She
really
does.
Yes.
Even with the kids, it's hilarious. She's hilarious.
You're going to love her in this. You're going to love her in this. And the show, basically, I get to go on a lot of different undercover operations. And sometimes I wind up dragging my wife into it, Tony, which is played by Tamla. I drag her into some of
hilarious.
Them. Now, it's kind of like, we were watching some of the footage the other day, and it was kind of like,
make you think Lucy.
Really? Could you imagine Lucy on an undercover sting?
No, I'd love that.
Yes. Well, that's what's happening.
It's hilarious.
Because it's like, just calm down. It's not that deep. Why are you going, like, all overboard with it?
So we just want everybody, you know, we've played Mr. Brown and Cora for so many years. Just take us out of the box.
Don't think of me as his daughter anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just take us out of the box and allow us to be husband and wife, which you know, every time you see one of us, you see the other.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just prime time of David and Tamla.
Creatively, how did you guys come up with the idea of, like, just even down to the wanting to be play detective? Like, why was that kind of play such a big role?
Because it allows me to be, I love playing characters. Uh-huh.
Yes.
So I love that. And this allows me to be still. Yeah.
And I'm a teacher, so I'm kind of basic.
Okay.
But the idea of
basic.
Yeah, I'm basic. But the idea of coming in sometimes and being
assist my lovely assistant
and undercover work, even though that I'm not, it's not planned, but it kind of happened. It's really funny.
Oh, I can
and it's fun
imagine.
Because it's just like some of the stuff that she's doing is like, no, don't do that, please don't do that. But it is hilarious. It's fun. It's funny.
And Tony Rock is also
Tony Rock plays my partner.
Okay. And he's hilarious.
Oh my god, wait, so you're gonna, all three of y'all are gonna be,
yes,
all
four of us, so it's like hilarious.
Yes,
but on the undercover, oh yes, god, all three of us together was, I, you know, I laugh easily. So it's like between him and him throwing out their jokes, I was like trying to hold my, I messed up a couple takes,
like, because
I just bust out laughing like,
yes,
oh my god. So give me a warning, you know, and they up
and
change.
Tony Rock
hilarious.
Is crazy. Yeah, there's something wrong with him for real. Tony Rock is good. What Tony Rock did for the show is Tony Rock actually helped, you know, ease this whole thing for me, because I was nervous. You know, I played Mr. Brown for this many years, and I've been, you know, in that, this, the clothes and the crazy clothes. Tony Rock came in and made it easy for me in the precinct, because he's my partner in the precinct, so most of our scenes together are in the precinct. And he just came in, and just his timing, his comedic timing, I could just relax, like, okay, it's not all on me. He's sharing some of it now. Here, do your thing, man.
Well, and that's actually really interesting, because I was reading about kind of your build-up and your career. I had assumed that you were a comedian before, and that's not how it came about. It came about that you were done theater and then had started hosting some things,
mm-hmm,
and then got into comedy.
Yep.
So you kind of found your comedic timing.
Mm. It's just through doing, like, the hosting is like, okay, thank you. She was good. So you gotta come up with something else, you know? And so, you know, 5 minutes turned into 10 minutes, turned into an hour, and it's like, wait a minute, I have an hour worth of material, so I can use this. So I just started, you know, doing stand-up.
So it was hard for you at first to kind of bring that comedy without the...
To be himself.
Because I mean, I've been doing, you know, the character 13 years, and so, you know, my first
time. He's been funny all of his life.
Doing,
oh my God!
Doing a reality show, It's a Man's World. I did this show, and it was my first time ever doing a club, and doing it as myself, not Mr. Brown, doing stand up. When I tell you, I was a nervous.
Do you hate watching that video?
No, I love it because it was like it turned out to be one of my best stand up nights.
Oh, okay.
Even though I felt like I needed, just like I was gonna die. But it turned out really good.
You did a great job.
Yeah, well, that's because you were pushing me.
And so, okay, so Man and Wife, Bounce TV, April 7th.
Yes.
April 7th, I'm telling you.
I'm excited.
Tamil and I, executive producer, co-created it with Roger Bob. Everybody knows Roger Bob. Roger Bob, he actually did all 140 episodes of Meet the Browns with us, done all the movies with us, so we're
so this is comfortable.
Yes,
this
is. And that's what we needed when we were going into something
direction.
Like, yeah, going into something like this is like we needed somebody that knew how, you know, we're going to do things.
Mm-hmm.
And Roger came in. He's like, hey, this is, I know how you like to work.
Easy transition.
Yeah. And I know you like to work like this. I know you like to work like this. And sometimes Roger and I get ourselves in trouble because we're robots. All we need is like, how much sleep? That's enough. Let's go work another 20 hours.
I mean, I was like, hey, I'm not like that. Especially with singing, trying to sing and do the taping
at the same time.
Yes, yeah, like. I said, all the talking, then singing. I was like, I'm not getting any rest in here. I was like, y'all workaholics. I call him Ike Turner.
Why you going to say that?
Because you work hard. Oh, there you go. let's explain why we're saying
that. Hard working. I mean, like. From the movie. It's like how they... It was custom work, you know. It's like tired.
Can you see the headlines already?
Right.
David Mann, the beach town.
How to make a relationship work?
No,
beat it.
But moving into how to make a relationship work, you guys actually have a book coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about this.
Well, we share some of our principles and how we've made our relationship work, especially in the industry that's known for divorce. And one of the first things that we put in the book as one of the principles is we took divorce off the table.
Yes.
Divorce is not an option. And so once we decided that, then it's like, okay, we got to make this work, don't we?
Right.
So
when do you have that conversation?
You should have that early on in the marriage. And I say that it should be one of the first things because a lot of times we get to planning this real big wedding.
Extravagant.
And we get, you know, all the bridesmaids and the fanciest dress and the fanciest hall. And we forget one thing. We forget to plan a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to start planning a marriage just like you do the wedding. Put as much time into planning the marriage with counseling, sitting down, just knowing, okay, what are some of your goals?
And this life.
You'll find, like, I want kids. I don't want kids.
Right.
You know, I like this. I don't like that. And you'll find, like, is this something we're going to be able to do for life?
Mm-hmm.
And so that, you know, those are some of the principles that we share in our book. You know, make your marriage, one of the other principles, make your marriage a priority. A lot of people make their jobs, their career,
mm-hmm.
their kids. I know I love my kids, but they're not a big priority as Tamla Man because they're all gone now. And so we're at home now just like, what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. No,
you gotta get yourself out of that comfortable place because it's so easy to get with somebody that you wake up to every day. You're doing the same things with every day.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get out of that comfortability?
How do you force
yourself out of that comfortability?
It's a priority to you, know anything that think about it. Anything that's a priority to you doesn't become like hard. Like if it's a priority,
it's like you enjoy it. You enjoy it. It's like you make it work. It's like you talk about it. And then one of our principles is, you know, try to outdo each other doing for each other.
Mm.
You know, so it's just like, again, you're just making it work. It's just like your job. You make it work.
Okay, this is really random, but what's something that you guys have tried to outdo each other in? Like, what's one thing that one of you is just so irritated that the other one outdid the other one?
It happened the other day, a couple days ago.
So we started this... working on, of course, our weight. Everything is together. So we're doing, you know, working out together, changing our diet and all that kind of stuff. So he gets up on Saturday and he made me breakfast, you know, because he was like, well, you get one cheat day, you can, you know, have but sticking boundaries. So he made me pancakes and served me in bed. Right. So, you know, of course, everybody who knows us, we, you know, we're church, you know, we, you know, faith believers. So we get up, getting ready for church. But I get up even extra early and cook breakfast for him Sunday morning before getting ready for church.
I was
which
like,
that's
look at
a
you.
Lot. And I went and made like a lot, you know, like
yeah, she did it up.
Eggs, toast, I mean, this whole spread. And I served him the next day. So he was like, oh, this is for me?
I should have flushed it down the commode. She tried to outdo me.
He was like, yes. So it's just, you know, little things like that. I mean, it's not always about spending, but it's just like even with time, you know, we constantly tell each other. He said he loved me infinity. I was like, but I love you even more.
What I actually tell her is there is no way possible.
Mm-hmm.
See, she already know where I'm going. There's no way possible that she can love me as much as I love her. It's
and
just
I said,
not
that's,
possible.
That's not true.
And so, you know, she thinks she does.
Well,
but
as,
anyway,
long as, yeah, yeah. As long as that's the debate that y'all are going to continue
yes.
to have for the rest of my, y'all lives, then I appreciate that.
Thank you. So pass that on. You take that's a nugget for
I
you.
I will. I'm going to keep a whole bunch of nuggets that y'all have given me. So the book, when can we expect the book out?
Sometime early next year.
And do we have a title for it?
Well,
we're working on it.
We're working on it. You know,
because we have one, but then we kind of changed it a little. So
hey, when it's right, it's right.
Yeah,
it's right.
Yeah. We're working on it. You know, it's going to have something with principles. Our principles of our marriage.
It's funny. I think we were talking about it before. A lot of the people that I meet in my life, my parents are still together. A lot of the kids that I meet in my life, their parents are still together, and I feel like I attract.
Yeah.
Those types of people in my life. I don't know. Do you guys yeah, feel like you attract other couples
well, now,
the same way?
Or? I was different growing up. It was like
he said other couples.
Yeah. Well,
do your kids have that?
Our kids deal with that. And then two, they also said that you know, like my son mentions a lot of times that a lot of his friends don't have the same kind of relationship that he has with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where it's like a go-to.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, they didn't learn or they didn't get taught by their dad, like, the things that you taught
me. Some of the principles, you know.
You know, so it's like, it's really funny, you know, how you said that he's, you know, like you said, we were talking about it earlier, that it's like, he was like, man, I really appreciate, and he tells his dad, I really appreciate the things that you've taught me and took time to make sure that I know, like, these steps. Like, I tell my daughters, I say, it's not that you want to love how to cook. Because they don't love it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, but you should know how to do it.
Yep.
Because I'm teaching
or just
them.
Even just be well-rounded in whatever you do. I'm in your brain. You know
so
that.
So you just want to be well-rounded. Where I mean, if you have to take care of your wife or you know, you're able to do something to keep the house going.
Right,
God
yeah.
forbid if something do
cause
happen.
Because I'm, you know, whatever I need to do. If I need to change the oil and then come in the house and put a perm on your hair, I'm going to be able to do it.
That needs to be an episode.
Just be well-rounded. And that's what we try to teach the kids is how to be well-rounded. You know, because a lot of times we can get one-dimensional.
Yep. You know. And we excited. You know, the Stellas, are we excited? Because we're doing everything together. We're doing the Stella Awards.
And 2 weeks from now, March 28th,
I'm so nervous. I need y'all to pray for me. Y'all praying for me?
Well, yeah, she's going to be a great host. I don't know where this nerves is.
It's different for me, but that's the good thing about us is we get to live in each other's worlds. See, like TV stuff, this is more David.
Okay.
Now, the music is more my side. So I get to help him with the music, and he gets to help me with the television. But, you know, I do it because I love him. But it's, you know.
What are you nervous about? You've been on stage for how many years?
But it's just. I don't know.
It's different,
I mean,
like hosting
different.
For her, yeah. You know. It's,
then you're
you
just
know,
getting the script and you're just learning it and then you go, you know, you get retakes.
That's true.
This is
y'all need no retakes.
You can work for Lord.
She's going to do, she's going to
you're working
fine.
With him. He's got you good.
She's going to do fine.
Yeah.
And once she gets up there and you know, they say.
It.
Now, the great thing about it, when the lights come on, she's good.
Yeah,
you know, she's good.
Well,
it's just before she's in the back,
the
and I'm sweating.
Yeah,
like Lord, please don't let me sweat that.
And
day.
I'm saying, just calm down. Ain't no calm down. Why are you yelling at me? I'm not yelling at nobody. Lights. Welcome to the 30th annual Stella Awards.
It's going to be in Las Vegas. It's normally in Nashville. So we're excited.
Oh, it'll have a different type of...
Yeah, whole new environment. So I'm excited to see everybody. Really attire. I can't wait to see what the ladies are going to be wearing. Because normally when we have the Stella Awards,
it's in Vegas and it's going to be hot.
It's in Nashville and it's cold. But now, now we're in Vegas and it's warm.
Do you have your ensemble already?
I'm working on it. I have some pieces.
Okay.
Actually, with me, it's simple. Suit, tuxedo, done.
That's terrible.
Guys are just so easy.
Yeah, that's not fair.
But then it almost gets to a point sometimes when guys try to do the most, it's like,
Should I
just put the suit on?
Yeah, simple is better. Do a tuxedo.
You're not for real.
Yeah, why do you have flower prints all over your suit?
There will be some
of that going on at the Stellas. Don't do it. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to talk about you. I am going to talk about you. Well, and I know who you are.
You know what? Kathy Griffin just left E! Fashion Police. I think we could get you on.
Yeah.
Put us on there. I get in trouble. I'm going to tell you, I get in trouble. I know I'll get in trouble.
And that's why we want you on. Okay, and so music, I heard that we also have a new project coming out, or that you're working on.
I'm working on a new project, yeah, new music. It'll probably be the first of the year,
okay.
16. So I'm taking my time and, you know, just putting out some good stuff. Again, being encouraging, that's what it's about for me, and bringing some good messages through song.
How do you find what specific
Kamala
songs
Mann's new
that
single,
you
twerking
want
for
to...
the Lord. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God! Look at you! Will not.
Well, how do you find material? Clearly, he's not involved with that.
I have some friends that I go to that I ask to submit. Then I have some new people. I just open it up. You know, if you have something, submit it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, because I believe in giving people opportunity, even with being new writers. You know, it's just...
And we create this
good.
Big...
You already know you're going to sing.
We create this big, long list, and we have this list of about 30, 40 songs, and it's stripped down to, like...
10?
Yeah, it actually is. Yeah. And it's always about the best song winning. Doesn't matter who wrote it.
Right.
Like, I had a song in there, and I'm like, yeah, I'm proud of my song. Vote it out. Quickly.
Didn't even make the top 12.
No!
American Idol didn't see.
I was crushed.
No one turned their chairs.
But you know what? And that's how it is. It's like, it wasn't the best song. I don't care who. It wasn't the best song. It didn't make the list.
So songwriting, something that you
dabble in? We both
a lot.
You know, write stuff. Yeah. And, you know, she's
collaborate.
Yeah,
you know,
she's the writer. You know what? Even the song from her last album, Master Plan, mm-hmm. she had this song for months, and she's just walking around singing the song. She didn't want to let us hear it. Me and the producer, it's like, well, I just don't think my writing is,
I'm up and coming. You know, I'm still developing.
She let us hear the song, and it was the title track. There you
right.
go.
I'm developing.
True.
Know? But, you know, so
and no one's going to be the biggest critic other than yourself.
Yeah, and I'll be like, oh, I don't know if that goes together.
It does.
I listen to, I love country songs. I'm like, how come I can't put that together like that? It's like,
because you're not country.
I am country.
You got a little twang.
I have a lot of twang. A lot of R and me.
Who are some artists out right now that you listen to that you're liking?
I love Carrie
Underwood.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, she's.
And I love.
One of your favorite.
One of my favorite, too, is some of Dana Carter's work.
Oh, work, yeah.
And she. And what's her. What's his name? I just love Tim McGraw.
Okay.
Yeah. I just
and one of your favorites. You're missing one of your favorite, Bette Midler.
Yeah, but he said country.
Oh, no, country. But
I like Bette. But
Bette Midler, she's
legendary. If you're watching Bette, she would like to do a song with you.
Did you just see her on Jimmy Kimmel? She sang out Kim Kardashian's
tweets. Yes.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
it was really funny.
It was.
But
it was.
I think she's just great. I fell in love with her from watching the movie Beaches.
Yep.
It's my favorite movie. One of my favorite movies.
You know, you would never imagine Tamla Mann wants to sing with Bette Midler of all places.
No, but
her and Celine Dion.
Oh, Celine.
I just feel like
Celine's voice is like an HD.
Could be compatible. It is. She's great.
Her voice is like HD.
I have this thing about Celine Dion where growing up in my household, that was like every Sunday after church, you come home and mom's vacuuming and you're just listening to that one Celine Dion CD and it's like, Mom. So I couldn't stand Celine Dion for a really long time. Until I went and saw her live.
She wanted to see it twice.
And she sang I Surrender and I said, I do. I was like,
she said, I want to thank everybody for letting me sing for you. Yeah. It is in my heart. That
was the greatest. It was the greatest.
She was good. She was good.
Yeah. That show turned me out. I am a, I don't know what her fans are called, but I'm one of them. Yeah. I am there.
She's really good.
When she did Michael Jackson's on her show. I was like, gone, girl. I was sitting at the edge of my seat like I was five. I felt like a little kid, like, oh, can you just ask me to come sing a bar with you?
Well, my goal in life is to bring VH1 Divas back. So if I can make that somehow happen, I'm putting you with Celine and Bette Midler on stage, and we're going to have, I don't know what song y'all going to sing, but we're going to think of something.
Come and sing with me, my song for my baby.
You just got to be careful, she don't, because she got that.
Yeah, she would do that.
When I sing, I noticed, well, a friend of mine told me that when I hit my note, I always swing out one arm, too. So
we got to be careful for you, man.
It's a little more gracious, though. Yeah, Celine's is kind of that. Like Def Jam Vendetta, like, whoa.
It's a punch.
So, Man and Wife, Bounce TV, April 7th.
Man.
And it's on your local network.
Yeah, you don't even have to have cable for it. Yeah, it's on your local digital channels. And Bounce is one of the fastest growing African-American channels. And so, Bounce TV, April 7th, Man and Wife.
David and Tamla.
Created by David and Tamla. Man, I mean, it's going to be something new and different for us.
Yes.
So, make sure you watch.
But exciting.
I'm very excited.
So, get ready for the roller coaster.
I'm ready. I'm riding. I'm buckled in. Where can everyone follow you guys? I know you have an amazing website.
At David and Tamla. Everything is at David and Tamla on Twitter,
we
on
do
Facebook.
It all together. We're together forever.
Yeah, we're buckled up at the hip.
Yeah, I like that buckled up. I'm buckled in. I'm taking that.
At David and Tamla. You can find us on Twitter, on Facebook. You can go to tillyman.com. That's for our website. And order the Take Me to the King t-shirt. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, and it just commemorates Tamla going gold, her first gold single.
Well, it's cute. It's a nice t-shirt.
It's real cute. I know. I'm going to rock one next week.
I should have brought you one. You should have told me. I would have brought it for you.
I'm going to get it for next
week. Go to tillyman.com and you can order the t-shirt.
Well, there you go. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. I love you guys.
Well, I love you
guys.
You're
my inspiration.
I'm coming back.
I really hope
you
do.
I
want you on my music show.
And I want you to be my host.
I'm down, girl. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J. Until next time, peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.